Illinois real estate headlines. New Illinois property records search tool consolidates owner, deed, and lien data. PropertyChecker.com launched a unified search platform for Illinois property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IL can streamline due diligence by accessing multiple property record types through a single search interface rather than navigating fragmented county systems. Add httillinois.propertychecker.com to your research workflow for faster Illinois property lookups. Illinois real estate headlines, Cook County Assessor's Office, key mandates and exemptions for IL real estate pros. The Cook County Assessor's Office delivers accurate property assessments and administers exemptions, including homestead, senior, disabled veteran, and returning veteran programs under Illinois state law. Real estate professionals in IL need to understand these valuation rules and exemption programs to properly advise clients on property tax obligations and savings opportunities in Cook County. Review the full list of mandates and exemptions at www.cookcountyil.gov/agency/assessor to ensure accurate client guidance. Illinois real estate headlines. Illinois public records now accessible via online directory. Netronline has launched a centralized online directory for accessing Illinois public records. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence by quickly locating property records, tax data, and other public filings needed for transactions across Illinois. Bookmark the Illinois Public Records Online Directory for faster research, h/publicrecords.netronline.com/IL. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. IL commission rates hold at 5.56% in 2025 as flat fee alternatives gain traction. A new analysis shows Illinois real estate commissions remain at 5.5% to 6%, while Huzo's flat fee MLS service offers sellers potential savings of roughly $14,000. IL real estate professionals should understand how commission structures and flat fee competitors are shaping client expectations in their market. Review the full commission breakdown at www.com/blog/realestatecommissions-in-illinois to benchmark your pricing strategy. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most IL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some IL jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period